was received healing in this meeting without anyone praying for him. I felt that very seriously last night, that folks were getting help, that didn't even come in for prayer. Amen. I used to see a lot of folks healed that never came in for the baptism. And we see some folks healed that don't come in for healing. God still do it. That's what I like. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a time when we gather at the house of God and we really commit ourselves to God, that God will do everything that His Word teaches. Because when we obey Him, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Amen.
He's going to do everything that He promises He'll do.
Amen.
Now, I'm asking Brother Faye, who brings this on? How does God work? Really, what does it take to get God to work for us? Amen? It takes obedience. It takes people that will offer their body a living sacrifice, only accept the mind of God, only just for a reasonable thing. Not a hard thing. He says it's a reasonable thing. It is a reasonable thing.
Amen.
Then, there's a walk in the Lord, as someone has mentioned, that we must not forget. When God does something for you, there are always things ahead that we need the Lord to walk with us. And we need to walk that walk, my friend, by faith also.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Without it, we get into trouble. Now, I know there's been a lot of people helped and then a lot of people blessed. Our God's been here.
Yeah.
Not because I'm here, not because somebody else was here in particularly.
Come on.
But because the presence of God's here. Because you came with an expectation that God was going to move in this meeting, and the children of God get it together. You know, you meet different types of people in a place like this. You'll have a little of all. But in spite of all of that, Jesus had the same thing. But in spite of all of that,
amen,
there is people there of faith. There are people that believe. There's people that come together in faith, and they're believing God for the needs of the people.
Amen.
Brother Ben, therefore, God's obligated to work.
That's right.
Amen. I can't work like He could if we had all believed.
That's right.
It makes a difference. If we could all come with that expectation, oh my. I tell you what, these folks couldn't come in here without a healing.
Amen.
Praise God. A lot of things that have to happen, it has to happen. Are you hearing me? Somebody said, how did it happen? When you make it happen. We're not waiting on Him. He's waiting on us. Praise God. So then, we've got a job on our hands. Not a problem. Man, just part of this thing getting to roll into it. So somebody had to get this. Stay with it. Wouldn't that be something? You think it wore out now? I tell you, I see where the disciples want to get away tonight.
Come on.
Right. They thought they'd go on a vacation. Which we've been taking them aside and control of this one. Go over, they thought they were going to rest a while, but they didn't. Wasn't no rest farm, was it? I'm going to have to lay down on my 5 degrees. I learned a long time ago when I shot a turkey and he got the floppy. You're not trying to catch him with a leg, just lay down. So, I guess that's what we'll have to do here. If you got your Bible, you'd like to turn to the book of Luke, the 16th chapter. We're going to read a little scripture here. Beginning at about verse 13. But I tell you, we've got a hillbilly, and his name's Billy, and he knows about these rocks. You know just what it takes. Amen. All right, verse 13. No servant can serve two masters. Don't you pay close attention. We probably won't be reading much. Folks, we're in a time we better come to ourselves. And we better know that there's not no one else can do your job.
Come on, amen.
I don't care You said, I can't do this and I can't do that. You can do what God wants you to do and what you're called to do. And there's no excuse.
That's right.
God will make you eat. He'll qualify you to do whatever he wants you to do, but don't try to be like someone else.
Come on, man.
I read a little story one time in a school book. Amen. Going to school. That a little reader. And it told about a rabbit. And it talked about a wishing pond. And the rabbit went down to the wishing pond. And he wished that he had wings. The way the story went. And so he came up with some wings. And then he tried to use those wings. He tried to fly, but the next thing you know, into a tree he went, and down to the ground he came. Then he goes back to the wishing pond because he knew he couldn't have it. And a lot of people right now that's going back to the wishing pond. Because they wish for things that they wasn't qualified for. They wish for things that God hadn't called them into. And even if God allowed them to take on that task, they found out, Brother Larry, they wasn't able to have
it. Yeah, come on.
Even if you put yourself in that position, you wasn't able to handle it, and you probably went back and wished a thousand times that you hadn't even taken it on because you messed up, and therefore it didn't profit you anything. It didn't profit anybody else anything. Okay, chapter 16 and verse 13. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hold to the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the he will despise. Just get this from down here. Or either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and men. What he says here. And advise thee, so that means you can't serve two men. Amen. There's no way. No way. Amen. No man can serve God and men. The 14th verse. And the Pharisees all also who deriding him were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before me, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The story of the rabbit wound up saying, never wish to be like somebody else. You hearing this?
Yeah.
God gave you the proper gift, the prophet was all. And when we try to be somebody else, we sure have made a mistake. A bad mistake. We have hurt ourselves plus all the other people. We'll hurt. It's not only that we hurt ourselves. If we try to do something God hadn't called us to do, we're really in a shape. Amen. Amen. Thank God. All right, verse 16. The law and the prophets were till John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Now, folks, I know I'm calling. We've got to press in and get a hold of God. We've got to stay.
Amen.
Not only that, we've got to have a walk with God that we can walk out of the church, we can walk out of a revival like this, and walk on next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week, till the month's finished, we can start on a new one, and we can keep walking and walking and walking and walking and walking and on and on and on and on. Because that's exactly what folks is going to see. That's exactly what is going to make them know that we are in season out of season. When the storm comes, just know that there's a lot. Be rooted and grounded. When you leave this camp meeting, folks, amen, you're not going to have all the saints of God around. You're not going to hear all the good word of God all the time that you've heard. You're not going to... I get up in the morning and hear a choir singing. Amen. Help me a little bit.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Then it's going to come down to a point where you're going to have to begin to press to get what you need. You're going to have to press, amen, to keep what you got. So we're in a pressing time, folks. Amen. I tell you, amen, the Lord had brought to him, little John, we just read it, how that the kingdom of God is preached. How many believe the kingdom of God is preached? Being preached. And every man presses into it. Now when we begin to talk about pressing, we begin to talk about going through a time when it's out of season, very much out of season. Amen. Why? Because we are encountered by the world. We are rubbing shoulders with the world. And therefore, we've got a job on our hands. And Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. And if sin is put on the hill, I cannot be hidden. Now it's hard, amen, to stay put and be the same out there tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Thank God. Why, preacher? That's your time, amen, to shine in a dark place. Amen. Now it's easy to shine with the light shining. It's easy for you to show up. It's easy for us to take home. It's easy for us to praise the Lord. I tell you, when you get in a dark place, amen, it stands the time, amen, to stand in your shoes. Amen. Now, who's going to do it? You go do it. You ain't going to have Brother Larry there. I'm not going to have Brother Larry on Monday morning, amen, to take my place. I got to stand in my shoes. I got to face the images like you have, amen, and whether or not we're dead enough, whether or not we died out enough, whether or not we have surrendered enough to walk consistently, that's up to us.
Yeah.
I might go further to say it, I'm saying it all the time along, never like to quote myself, but I'm telling folks that they're in the driver's seat of their destiny, and there's no way to try to get out of it.
Amen. We're just running. But there comes a time, my friend, amen, that we're going to cross some
rivers.
Amen.
There comes a time. Amen. That we're going to climb the mountain.
Yeah, come on.
There comes a time. Yeah. When we'll see black that all hell is coming on. Oh, thank God this morning. Yeah. But that doesn't belittle God. That doesn't make him his Lord. Yeah. Thank God. He's his great in time of the storm. And he is when you're running. Hallelujah. Yeah. He is great in the time of the storm. Amen. And he is in the time of your life.
Yeah.
He's there. But you got a press to do. Who's going to do it?
Come on.
When we get down in the dumps, we get down in a valley, Bill, and it seems like all hell come in on us, we begin to pity ourselves. Amen. And blame everybody else.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. Fault the pastor, fault the deacon, fault the leaders of the church in any way. Fault the song leader, the musician. Amen. And everybody around. We get in that kind of a shape. We're in a bad predicament. We know what to do about it. We've been there. We know what it's like. We know we're not supposed to, but we're just in a mood that we can't help ourselves. And we allow the devil. We give a place to the devil. So we can't help ourselves.
Amen.
The Bible says don't give a place to the devil. We give him a little room to start on. And next thing you know, our lip is hanging away down for your chin. Come on. Amen. I was told he just about got the best of it. We have to allow him to walk us around. Around. Who in the world do you think will get you out of that?
Lord,
come on with me. Who do you think will ever get you out of that? It's going to be one of the hardest things you've ever done. When you just really get up and face back and you look out. But if you ever get out, you're going to be the one that won't. There'll be nobody that can pull you out. Nobody can take you out. You have to get up and walk. Now there's been a lot preached about the blood, been a lot preached about the basics of the Word of God, how that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us, how that he made intercession for us. Amen. The veil of the temple being rent, letters into the holiest of holies. We talked about the good old days. It's been teached and preached. What they call the good old days, preached. We say we wouldn't want to be in there and I wouldn't need it. The days of sacrifice.
Man.
Amen. Those people could not do anything without a leader.
Yeah.
If they didn't have a leader, they were strictly stuck. And here and there, God chose a leader. I want to make this story short. He chose a leader for those people under the law. But when the veil of the temple started ripping down, amen, they let us look in to the holiest of holies. Then, here and now, our responsibility began at that very point.
Come on.
The very point when the veil of the temple was rent, the responsibility was taken off. And of course, Jeremiah said it'll never be said again. That the children of that the prophecy is fire great, and that the children of Jesus on me. But everyone is going to die for his own sin. Now what's he telling me? He says, bless the children, if you get there, it's going to be because you take it on yourself. Your own responsibility. I walk out and be a Christian every day of the week. Amen. Whose responsibility? Ours. My wife, my children won't have to answer for me. Come on. Brother Larry wants to have to answer for me.
Come on.
You're going to answer for Larry.
Come on.
Brother Stone. You won't answer for no one but Brother Stone.
Amen.
Amen. Who's going to do your job? You are.
Amen.
If you get in the hog pen, who's going to get out?
Amen.
Come on.
Whoa,
amen. Who's going to bring you out?
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, we're living in a paralyzed time when folks don't want to press.
Amen.
Oh, it's I could see the old boy in the hog pen when he got up. Amen. And he said, I've got me made up my mind. I've come to myself. In other words, I think he can't give up on his father ever coming to him in court.
Man.
Yeah, I've been in here, I've wanted now a long time. Nobody ain't come to help me out at it. Oh, I hear people pitying themselves, telling about what a hard time they have and how the devil's won. I tell you what, do just get up, amen, and walk out of that thing.
Praise the Lord.
than each individual. This is on me, I can't shake it off, I fight for months.
Come on.
I believe God did it. I believe that I wish that each one of us would take on ourselves the responsibility that we really have. We live in a time when no one wants responsibility.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. You can pick the best group in your community to teach or to lead, and they don't want the job.
Yeah.
You pick the cream of the crop, and they won't take the job.
Come on.
Yeah. Because why? No one wants responsibility.
Amen.
I said no one. That's the way. That's the loophole of the devil.
Come on.
That's the loophole of the devil. That us as individuals don't want to do good for everything that God wants us to do. And therefore, we give the devil a chance. Last night, this, I wouldn't recognize it hadn't been for his mother. I hadn't saw him in a long time. I said, surely he's got saved since I ever met him. He almost get off the seat and on the car. After service, we went out to shake hands with him. The folks and his wife was there, didn't know where they were met her. And I shook hands with him. Didn't ask me to say if I wasn't saved. I felt embarrassed because you showed off both sides of being saved and a lot of folks. Well, I wouldn't ask him. Brother Peterson, you know, we try to keep making a fool out of ourselves because we're big enough fool anyway. Amen. I wouldn't ask him. But I did say this to him. I said, I'd like to see you in church again. I don't try to ask. He looked at me, tears rolled down his face, said, you will. He said, I've got a taste. Well, I didn't let me know. So the next day they called my wife and said, ask if I was going to be here. And that night service told me, yeah. That night he came, and I reckon he thought he had to come to altar. He said it right then, and yes, he said it. But he come to altar and got saved. Now, what I've done all this far is to make this point, that don't you let the devil talk you out of doing what God wants you to do.
You gotta walk back on it. You gotta walk back, put it to rigor.
the whole devil's coming on you. And then I tell you what, if you feel like you've sinned to the bottom, amen, just get up and walk in. Amen to God. Say, Lord, I'm offered up. I'm coming back. I'm offered up. Amen. You know what? That old boy got the best of Father. What he got? How did he get it? Took it on his step to go back to get it. Are you hearing me all right? He took it on his own shoulder to go back and get what he left. My God, it's a shame for folks to know what's there and then won't go get it. He said, bring the best robe, bring shoes. Amen. You get a ring on his hand, shears on his feet, kill a fatted calf, and just make merry. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God today. I tell you, a lot of folks stand outside the circle and say, if it wasn't for old so-and-so, I'd sure like to get in church. If they didn't have so many hypocrites, I'd sure like to be there. If you don't go to church with hypocrites, 9 times out of 10 you'll never make it. Because you won't go to church. Come on, I said. Somebody said, don't hypocrites bother you. I don't let hypocrites bother me. I learned a long time ago not let hypocrites bother me. Well, they bother you when they tell you that they're so good and then live so bad. I don't let it bother me. I don't let it bother me. I know where they're going. I know they're beyond reach. They're beyond heaven until they make up their mind they're going to walk back down. I'm not going to go tell them. I'm not going to go tell them. I'm not going to go beg them because they know where they're at. I may go to some old person that don't know his right hand from his left. Amen. God may lead me to someone like that once in a while. You got guaranteed that he does or I won't go. But when he does, I'll go to them. How many of us are glad that we know that we know? Are you ready to bless the King and the kingdom? Come on, we're going to stand right now. I'm sorry about this. I didn't intend to do this. In fact, I didn't know what I was going to do it just a few minutes. This morning, just a few minutes after, before church, or an hour before church. But we're glad to be here this morning. Glad you were here. God's got everything around these altars that you need. All you got to do is to get in and get it. We want the musicians, singers, somebody come back. Amen to the platform. Amen. It's not overly so. Thank God. If the bean scorches, it just lets it scorch. Amen. Thank God. If the food gets cold, it may just have to get cold. If you need something from God this morning, you know where it's at. But how many Christians do you have? One more time. Praise that. Amen. Well, we know where the table is. Where the table spread. Hallelujah. So come back and get it. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. To get in and do what God called you to do. Don't try to get in somebody else's field. Take your job and do it. If it ain't nothing but mopping the floor. Hallelujah to God. If that's what God says, do it. And He'll bless you for it. Amen. He'll do it every time. All right. And the thing, we're going to start toward this altar. Anybody that's lost out there, amen, in the congregation, why come on this morning. Hallelujah. Nobody lost. We want to keep from being lost. Just take our course.